the book Hebrews, part 203. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name, or the two keys to the book of Revelation, so important for the times that we are living in, and it's also part of the study that we are currently busy with. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's +27, international code for South Africa, and my website, my number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website number, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on over 200 studies that we have already completed. It's very important to also subscribe to the channel in order to receive the notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a pleasure. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. Now you see, this man, Yahushua, after he, that must be a capital H, he had offer. Verse 13, from henceforth expecting till his, that's his, capital H, enemies be made his, capital H, footstool. Now, last week, or yesterday, we just started to speak about death that needs to become the footstool of Yahushua. Why? Because people are still dying up till today. So in other words, the spiritual death was conquered by Yahushua being raised from the dead, ascending into heaven with the promise of returning with the coming of the parousia in Greek. But death, when we die, has not been conquered. It's still alive and well today in 2025. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 15 verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15 50. Now this I say, brethren, and also it says sisters, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood, now I is Apostle Paul, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh Almighty, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. How easy is that? I mean, that's straightforward common English. Even I can understand it. Yes, it's straightforward. We need to be changed. And that's why it will explain later on with the coming of Yahushua for his bride. The end of Revelation 3:22. End of the age of grace. When he comes for the bride. We, those who died in Yahushua, will arise first. He says, and us, will we who are in the flesh, in life, still alive, will be changed from mortal to immortality, from earthly into a spiritual body. So, he says, to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh, our Elohim, we need to be changed. Flesh and blood can't enter into heaven. Anything worldly, nothing can enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 51, behold, I, Apostle Paul, shew you a mystery. What is a mystery? If I take my hand and I hold this cloth, now this is my hand. How many fingers is pointing upwards? Can you tell? No, we can guess. There's anything from 0 to 5. But in this stage, there's 2. It's pointing upwards. This is a mystery. You don't know how many fingers I'm pointing up. But the moment that I remove the cloth, you can see there's 2 fingers that's pointing upwards. Now, Apostle Paul says that this is a mystery. I show you a mystery. Something which was for more than 600 years unknown. Why? Because the people and the churches, especially the Protestant churches and the charismatics, never understood the figurative speech. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not, we, who's we? It's us, who's talking to each other now? We, who are currently listening to the word. In 2025. And this has been going on since 2,000 years ago. All the generations, the we's, is those that Apostle Paul spoke to. We, today, who is alive, shall not all sleep. Now what does this sleep mean? It's figurative speech for die. We shall not all die. Sleep. Sleep is not to sleep when I lay on my pillow on my bed. It's sleep here is figurative speech for to die. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. So he's not talking about this normal sleep, because nobody gets changed when you sleep. Understand? We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be changed. Now, the we there is not the whole world. That's a specific people. It's a peculiar people who shall be changed. Not for everybody. This, 1 Corinthians 15, 51, when he speaks about the sleep here, it refers to the coming of Yahushua. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be changed, referring to the coming, the parousia of Yahushua. When he's coming down on the clouds, we are going to be changed. He says, we all shall be changed. We're not going to run and put white clothes on. No. That's why when we were immersed, first when we came to repentance, we were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins. We already put on our wedding cloak or our wedding garment. Galatians 3 verse 26, 29. And you know the scripture by heart already. Those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua put on Yahushua. They put on their wedding garment. There was no more Jew nor Gentile, Greek nor free man nor slave, man nor woman, because we all are one in Yahushua, and according to the promises of Abram, we have become inheritance. We are becoming part of his seed's inheritance. Hallelujah. We shall not all sleep. This is a mystery. A lot of people don't believe today that there's going to become a coming. The church is talking about the rapture. It's got nothing to do with the rapture. The rapture is for the 1/3 of the nation of Israel. the remnant of Israel, one third, who will be raptured at Revelation 19 verse 11. Revelation 19 verse 7 onwards, I think to 21. It's where Yahushua is coming on the white horse. And with him is a multitude, that's the bride, coming on white horses as well. There's no horses in heaven. The white horse is only symbolizing the position of the King of Kings, Yahushua. He's coming with a sword, he's not going to make war. The sword of righteousness is in his mouth, the word says. And with him is an uncountable multitude, also on white horses. That's the bride that's been taken out, Ferocia, at the coming, on the end of Revelation 3:22. The age of grace came to its end when Yahushua took the bride and also the Ruach HaKodesh into heaven. And now we are coming back with him. He came, when he came for us, the angels came with him. When he comes for the one third of Israel at the rapture, the Harpachu, the bride is on white horses coming with them. That's not angels, because angels doesn't ride horses. And angels doesn't wear fine line array, which is the deeds of the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So when Yahushua comes on the white horse, the Harpachu, the rapture, it's only for one third of Israel. It's got nothing to do with the Gentile church. So now we understand. Verse 51. Behold, I, Apostle Paul, show you, shows us today who is the bride of Yahushua. A mystery. A mystery. To us as bride is not a mystery. To the church world is a mystery. Why? Because they are always looking for theology and dogma to be changed to fit their own church religions and dogma and theology. That's so nice. For 27 years, I don't belong to no church. So I don't organizations or denomination. I don't need to preach anything that's not scripture. I just preach scripture. And if I'm wrong, help me right. We shall not all sleep, die, but ye all shall be changed. Now, how will it happen? Verse 52. In a moment, suddenly, in the twinkle of an eye, what does it mean? Twist. Close your eyes, open it. Close your eyes, open it. That's a twinkle of an eye. It's like putting the light off and putting it on again. That's a twinkle of an eye. One moment it's light, the next moment it's dark, the next moment it's light. As quickly as the light changes, and even the twinkle of an eye might even be faster. In a moment of a twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet. Now the last trumpet here is not a trumpet that's going to blow. We as bride are not Jewish, Hebrew. We don't work with trumpets. The trumpet here is the voice. A way of putting it, explaining it, figurative speech. The trumpet is the voice of Yahweh calling the bride. He's calling his bride. If he did not call his bride, all the dead would have rose from the dead. But the ungodly, when he comes for the bride, they remain. They remain in Hades as well. But the bride is not in Hades. The bride is in paradise. But the spirit needs a body, a glorified body. And that's why we are going to be changed from an earthly into a heavenly glorified body. It's not just a body. It's a glorified body. Something brand spanking new. Where the spirit and the ruach of Yahweh can live within. My soul's dimension, which is alive forever, where it can function in. a spirit needs a body. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet. Now, if it says last trumpet, when we read Revelation 19, we see that there's going to be a trumpet as well. But then the Bible is contradicting itself, because it says this is the last trumpet. But I will prove to you there's another trumpet in Revelation 19 that's going to blow for Israel. So then this can't be the last trumpet. No, if you can read between the lines, for the bride of Yahushua, when he comes, this will be the last trumpet for us. It is not a trumpet that's going to be blown. It's our names that will be called out from among this ungodly world where we're living in. This unsafe world we're living in. He's not coming for everybody. The ungodly will remain ungodly, and they will carry on doing what they are about to do. And the bride of Yahushua, not the church. I explained already. This hand, 500 people sitting in church Sunday morning, and 10 o'clock, exactly, the coming or the parousia of Yahushua occurs. Does this church with 500 people goes to heaven altogether now? Just because they are sitting in church? No, no, no. They are very lucky if they stand coming out of this 500. So the bride is going to be taken out of the church. The church is going through the great tribulation. And there is no salvation for the church except Revelation 6 verse 9, where a few of these people is going to buy eternal life, having their heads cut off for the word of Yahweh and the testimony that they had. Not because of the Ruach HaKodesh and the grace blood of Yahushua. Grace has abound. Now they will pay with their own life. The rest of the church and those souls that's paying with their own blood, they don't go into the same occasion, place where the bride is. No, they will rest under the altar of Yahweh. You understand that? So the church will go through the great tribulation. The church will take the mark of the beast on their right hand and forehead to be able to survive for 7 years and 105 days. Now, tomorrow morning, if his father's will, we're going to continue with verse 52, because there's a bit more to be known of this mystery. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.